Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
How about let's declare together three times, praise the Lord.
宣告三次赞美主。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning we continue our conference messages.
早晨继续这个特会的信息。
For the sake of some of you who were not with us yesterday,
昨天有些人或许不在场。
This weekend, we are on this subject of the main contents of the Lord's recovery.
这个周末我们乃是讲到主恢复的主要内容。
In a very good sense that we are here, doing a kind of re-speaking.
就着一面的意义来说，我们在这里乃是重新陈述这个信息。
For the sake of many new ones who came to meet with us in the last number of years,
在已过一些年间，有些进到我们中间的新人
，and also many of our second generation growing up,
还有我们许多渐渐长大的第二代
，and also many of our friends and contacts.That in Christianity,
还有我们在基督教有许多的接触，接触到的人等等。
We'd like to repeat and review this matter of the Lord's recovery with all of you.
我们愿意与你们众人重新温习、复习这个主的恢复的主要内容。
Although we are in the Lord's recovery, but we may not really know what is the Lord's recovery.
我们可能人身在主的恢复。却不知道什么是主的恢复。
We may recognize the outward differences of how we practice the church life compared to other places.
我们可能跟着外面的人做些比较，我们在聚会的时间是有些的不同。
But the Lord's recovery is not mainly characterized by these outward practices.
但主的恢复其主要的特点。还不是在于这些外在的实行。
The Lord's recovery has an inward content.
主的恢复是一个内在的内容。
It is like the heart of a person.
就好像一个人的心脏一样。
How you dress outside is one thing.
外面如何穿着是一件事。
You may dress very properly or sloppily.
穿的可以非常好，也可以非常的邋遢。
That may not be as critical.As the very condition of your heart.
但是比起你自己心脏的好坏啊，这个状况那是差得远了。
So you may dress very properly outside, but you may have a very sick heart.
外面衣冠堂堂，里面呢心有病。
Then that is not very impressive to me.
那对我来讲，并不是那么令我赞赏。
We need a strong heart.
我们需要一个强的心脏。
Even though outwardly we may have some shortcomings here and there,
外在或许有一些的短缺，这里那里一点的。
But the heart has to be healthy.
但我们的心脏必须要强壮。
The inward content of the Lord's recovery must be clear and definite and strong.
主恢复的主要内容必须是清楚、明确又是强的。
We have, of course, these messages have been spoken here and there in the last, many, many times in our history.
在我们的历史里面，这样的信息呢，这里那里都说过了许多。
But I feel that we do need to re-speak these messages, these matters again and again.
但我们却要一再一再的重复这些信息。
It is like Moses, he spoke the law.At one point, but then in Deuteronomy, he had to re-speak again.
就像摩西曾有一度颁布律法，但是到了生命记，他必须重新申述这些诫命。
Because now there's a new group of young ones rising up as a second generation to go into the good land.
因为这里有第二代，新的一批已经兴起来，要进到美地。
Moses took the time to re-speak the law.To this new generation.
摩西对着这新的一代花时间对他们重新申述律法。
And probably some of the older ones were still there.
或许当时年长的还在场。
And they needed to rehear, to listen again the repeating of the law.
他们需要再一次的来听这律法的重新述说。
These matters concerning the major content of the Lord's recovery needs to be deeply impressed into us.
关于主恢复之主要内容需要深深的印刻到我们的里面。
Yesterday we covered three items.
昨天讲过三项。
We covered the ground of oneness of the church.
我们讲到教会立场的一。
Which is versus religion.
这是与宗教分裂相对。
This is the standing of the church, of the churches in the Lord's recovery.
这就是在主恢复里众教会所站的立场。
We are standing on the ground of oneness.
我们乃是站在一的立场上。
This oneness is all inclusive.
这个一是包罗万有的。
This oneness opens the door for all the blessings of the triune God to us.
这个一把所有三一的神的祝福都向我们把门打开了。
This oneness is what the Lord Jesus prayed for before he went to the cross.
主上十字架之前有这么一个祷告。
This oneness actually is the very triune God himself.
其实这个一就是三一神的自己。
We need to be transferred, moving into the triune God day by day.
我们天天需要迁移进入三一神。
I hope this morning you all made a move.
盼望早晨你们今天都搬了家了。
Amen?
是不是 ?Amen?
Did you have a move this morning?
早晨搬了家没有？
Move from yourself into the triune God.
从自己搬进到三一神里面。
Then we are in the actual oneness.
然后我们就在那真正的一里。
We also saw the church is the organic body of Christ.
我们也看见教会是基督生祭的身体。
This is for the expression of the triune God in the Lord's recovery.
这就是为了在主恢复里面三一神能得着彰显。
A robot can never express a person.
机器人永远没有办法彰显一个人。
A living organic person,
一个活的生机的人。
He bears an expression.
他背负着一个彰显。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
It's the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
Suppose here is a robot.
因为这里是个机器人。
Just the same height as I am.
同样的高。
I'm a living person.
他是个活人。
This robot is very smart.
机器人很聪明。
Very quick.
很快。
The computer works very efficiently.
这个中央处理系统非常有功效。
It can talk.
可以说。
It can analyze.
可分析。
But this robot can never express.Like a human being.
但机器人永远没有办法像人一样有彰显他的人的彰显。
This robot can say,
机器人可说
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 1.
请我们转到创世纪第一章。
It gives you the instruction.
是可以给一个指示的。
But there's no feeling.
但没有感情在里面。
I suppose I would say, Saints, let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
如果说圣徒妈妈让我们来翻到创世纪第一章。
There's an expression.
是有一个彰显一个表情的。
A robot may convey some information.
机器人可以传递资讯。
But it can never be an expression.
但不可能成为彰显。
The church is not a robot.
教会不是机器人。
It's not an organization.
不是一个组织。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会啊，是基督的身体。
It's an organism.
是一个生机体。
It's the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
As this organism, he receives a continuous dispensing of the riches from the triune God.
作为生机体，他继续不断地接受三一神丰富的分赐。
You don't have to feed a robot.
不需要喂机器人。
As long as he is, plugged in, I think he will just do his thing.
只要插进去啊，就会发动了。
But as a human being, I need to feed, eat few times a day.
但作为人，一天要吃好几次。
And these food stuff I took in will get digested and assimilated to become my cells.
吃下的食物就会被吸收消化成为我的自己的一部分。
And these cells will become my expression, my fullness.
所以这个就等于成为我的彰显我的丰满。
So, the church is such a organism.
教会是一个生机体。
For the expression.
为着彰显。
Then thirdly, yesterday we saw the all-inclusive Christ as the mystery of God.
昨天我们看见包罗万有的基督是神的奥秘，这是第三篇。
As the center and everything in the Lord's recovery.
是在主恢复里的中心以及一切。
The Lord's recovery has a center.
主恢复有中心。
The Lord's recovery is not just a kind of religious movement.
主的恢复不仅是一个宗教的运动。
To carry out some religious activities.
有一些宗教的活动。
With some zeal, activities to so-called serve God.
在其中人有热心有一些所谓的侍奉神的活动。
That is a kind of movement.
那只是一种的运动。
That is religion.
那是宗教。
Just like those Pharisees in the days of the Lord Jesus.
就像在主耶稣的时代的法利赛人一般。
They knew the scriptures.
他们认识圣经。
But they would put God aside.
却把神摆在一边。
They would follow a kind of tradition of man.
跟随人的传统。
They would carry out some religious activities.
跟随一些宗教的活动。
But it has nothing to do with the very God himself.
却与神自己无份无关。
The Lord's recovery takes Christ as the center and as everything.
主的恢复是以基督为中心以及一切。
That's why the Christ that has been revealed to us in the Lord's recovery is an all-inclusive Christ.
这就是为什么在主恢复项目所揭示的这位基督是包罗万有的基督。
A Christ who is not only our Savior,
不仅是我们的救主
,our Redeemer,
救赎主
,our Lord, our Master,
我们的主和主人。
This Christ is my food.
这位基督是我的食物。
This Christ is my clothing.
是我的衣着。
This Christ is my rest.
是我的安息。
It's my water.
它是我的水。
It's my bread.
它是我的呼吸。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ is all inclusive.
基督是包罗万有的。
Because he is the mystery of God.
因为他是神的奥秘。
He is the embodiment of God.
他是神的具体化身。
As such a Christ, he can be experienced and enjoyed day by day, moment by moment.
作为这样的一位基督，他能够在时时刻刻，一天又一天的被我们享受。
God wants this Christ to be our center.
神要这位基督做我们的中心。
And even to fill us to the point that he becomes our everything.
甚至充满我们到一个地步，他成为一切。
Christ is all.
基督。
And he is in all.
是一切又在一切之内。
Not only in the times of meetings,
不仅在聚会时
at the times of prayer and reading of the word,
祷告读经时
but in all the other moments,
在所有其他的时间
throughout our daily life,
日常的生活里
Christ is our all,
基督是我们的一切。
It is of God that we are in Christ Jesus.
我们所以在基督耶稣里乃是出于神。
God put us in him.
神把我们放在他里面。
Not only 2 hours a week.
不仅一周两小时。
When we come to the meeting,
来聚会
we are in Christ.
我们就在基督里而已。
We are in Christ when we are waiting for a bus.
我们在等巴士的时候在基督里。
We are in Christ when we are driving a car.
在开车的时候是在基督里。
He is our all.
他是我们的一切。
So the Lord's recovery has a standing.
所以主的恢复是有个立场。
It has an expression.
它有一个彰显的。
It has a center.
它有中心。
And everything.
也有一切。
Now this morning we come to the fourth item.
早上我们来到第。
Actually fourth and fifth items.
第四和第五项主恢复的要点。
Covered in message 4.
这是来到第四篇信息。
Is it message 4?
Yes.
Yeah, message 4. Okay. Although it's meeting number 3.
虽然是这第四第三堂聚会。
We are covering fourth and fifth items.
我们讲了第四、第五个项目。
On the life-giving spirit and compound spirit, life-giving and compound spirit and the divine life in Christ.
这是讲到赐生命复活的灵与在基督里神圣的生命。
I would say the Lord's recovery takes the life-giving and compound spirit as the secret or as the essence and the reality.
我要说主的恢复乃是以赐生命的灵作为秘诀作为数值与实际。
In the Lord's recovery, not only we have a center, but also we have an essence and a reality.
主的恢复不仅有中心也有数值与实际。
Essence is something deeper.
数值是更深的一个东西。
right? It's like a chicken.
像一只鸡。
You have the chicken feather, chicken meat.
鸡毛鸡肉都有。
But inside this chicken, there is the essence of the chicken.
但是鸡的里面还有它的素质。
So many sisters, they boil the chicken.
所以姊妹们
making chicken soup.
煮鸡这个煮鸡汤。
Oh, after a number of hours, you get the essence of the chicken in the soup.
之后你就得到鸡里的鸡精。
That's the good part.
那是好的好的。
The bones and feathers you can throw away.
对，羽毛可以丢掉，骨头也可以丢掉吧。
Drink the soup.
你要喝鸡汤。
The spirit is the essence in the Lord's recovery.
在主的恢复里，这个灵就是那个素质。
Without the spirit, we have no essence.
没有灵，我们就没有素质。
We are left with some chicken skin, bones and feathers.
只有鸡毛鸡皮和鸡骨。
That would be terrible.
只有这些就太可怕了。
We must have the spirit.
我们必须要有灵。
And this spirit is the life-giving and compound spirit.
这个灵就是赐生命复合的灵。
In the conference, titled The Organic Salvation of, The Organic Aspect of God's Salvation.
基督救恩生机的一面这本书上。
Brother Lee made a statement.
李弟兄说了一句话。
He says, the salvation of God is with Christ as the center.
他说神的救恩是以基督为中心。
The body of Christ as the line.
基督的身体为路线。
And the New Jerusalem as the goal.
新耶路撒冷为目标。
And is fully accomplished through the life-giving spirit.
这完全是由赐生命的灵所完成的。
God has an organic salvation.
神有一个生机的救恩是为着我们的。
To regenerate us.
要重生我们。
To sanctify.
圣别我们。
Renew.
更新。
Transform.
变化。
Conform and glorify us.
磨成甚至得荣。
That we may become the same as He is.
像我们与他一模一样。
In life and nature, but not in the Godhead.
生命性情却不在神格上。
This salvation takes Christ as the center.
这一个救恩是以基督为中心。
Takes the body of Christ as the line.
以基督身体为路线。
And takes the New Jerusalem as the goal.
以新耶路撒冷为目标。
And all these are accomplished by the life-giving spirit.
所有都是由赐生命的灵来完成的。
This is a great statement to me.
这是对我来说很大的一句话。
What we call a million-dollar statement.
我说这话值千万。
Really?
是的。
It's a frameable quote.
这个你可以把它框起来。
Without the life-giving spirit,
没有赐生命的灵。
How can we take Christ as the center?
我们怎么能以基督做中心？
How can we live the body of Christ as the line?
我们怎么可以以基督的身体为路
线？ How can we reach the New Jerusalem as the goal?
怎么达到新耶路撒冷为目标呢？
Oh, the life-giving spirit is the secret.
赐生命的灵是秘诀。
It's the very reality by which God's salvation can be accomplished.
神的救恩得以完成，乃是完全在于这一个赐生命的灵。
In the Bible, this matter of the Spirit is clearly revealed and strongly emphasized.
灵这件事在圣经里是清楚的呈明出来，也非常强调。
From chapter 1 of Genesis,
从创世一章起，
the Spirit of God was brooding over the death water.
神的灵运行在死水上。
God came in to create.
神来创造。
And his spirit came to brood, to bring forth life.
他的灵复育在水面上，带进生命。
And in the last chapter of the Bible,
圣经最后一章，
Revelation 22,
启示录22章，
there is again the spirit.
那里又看见灵。
Now no longer brooding over the corrupt, the degraded situation.
不是复育在败坏的情形之下。
But speaking together with the bride.
而是与新妇一起说话。
Come!
来
asking the thirsty ones to come.
叫口渴的来。
Instead of brooding, now he is asking the thirsty ones to come to drink of the river, living water.
他不是在这富裕，而是叫那些口渴的人来喝。
Now the spirit becomes the bridegroom.
现在那灵成为新郎了。
Together with the bride,
与新妇
who is the totality of all the redeemed believers.
也就是所有蒙救赎之人的总和成为新妇。
The spirit and the bride say come.
那灵与新妇说来。
This matter of the spirit is covered clearly and definitely and strongly in the Bible.
灵这件事在圣经里是清楚又确定明确的在这里讲到了。
But unfortunately, in today's Christianity,
不幸进入今天基督教，
there is a great missing
对这件事上有极大的缺失。
A neglect,
甚至忽略。
A misapplication,
甚至误用错用。
With the fundamentals,
甚至基要派的人士。
Those who love the Bible,
甚至那些爱圣经的人。
Many Christians, they are afraid to talk about the Spirit.
他们都很怕讲到灵。
Because the Spirit is too nebulous.
因为灵好像是非常的飘忽的。
It's abstract.
是很抽象的。
In fact, they call it the Holy Ghost.
他们说成为圣鬼。
Holy Ghost.
所以圣魂呢、啊、这是。
They don't want to touch the ghost.
他不要摸鬼啊鬼魂啊。
Let's just stay with the Bible.
啊只要读圣经就好了。
So with many fundamental Christians, they don't want to talk about the Spirit.
很多基要派的人是不愿意讲道理。
They just want to, just to read the Bible.
只要读圣经。
But on the other extreme,
另外一个极端就是
you have the Pentecostals.
五旬节派的灵恩派。
I would say they abuse this matter of the Spirit.
我要说他们是误用甚至错用了这个灵这件事。
By bringing in many strange and funny things with the Spirit.
带进很多奇奇怪怪关于灵的事。
They stress the Spirit, but they stress it in just a strange way.
他们强调灵，但强调的很奇怪。
You have to be filled in the Spirit.
他们说你要被灵充满。
You have to speak in tongues.
要说方言。
If you don't speak in tongues, you are not full of the Spirit.
不说方言就不被灵充满。
You need to roll on the floor.
需要在地上打个滚。
You have to speak some kind of things.
要说一些什么话。
They're saying, yes, I admit, the Bible does say that there was the speaking in tongues.
是的，我承认圣经里是说到说方言。
But that is not the only manifestation of the filling of the Spirit.
但那不是圣灵充满唯一的一个表现。
Those deacons chosen by the apostles in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷选了七个执事。
To take care of the practical affairs.
使徒们选他们来照顾到事务上的事。
The Bible tells us these were full of the Holy Spirit.
圣经说他们满了圣灵。
Although they're handling the tables, handling the food service.
他们虽然在那管饭啊，管饭吃的时候。
But they were full of the Spirit.
却满了灵。
I don't think they were there rolling on the floor and speaking in tongues.
我想不是在边管饭边滚啊边说方言。
But as they were handling all these practical affairs, yet they were full of the Spirit.
但他们在处理一般事务的时候却满了灵。
Saints, we do need to be filled with the Spirit.
是我们需要被圣灵充满。
But not in that kind of a strange and a funny way as presented by the Pentecostals.
但不是像五旬派节派的人是这样的奇怪又怪异。
And we should not be afraid of the Spirit because the Spirit is something abstract.
不要因着灵好像是抽象的就怕灵这件事。
The Bible reveals to us in a very clear and definite way about the Spirit.
甚至于清楚确定的启示到灵这件事。
You know, in Roman, the first point, which is the reference, the verse is 1 Corinthians 15:45b.
好，第一大点，末后的亚当成了赐生命的灵，是灵前
十五章四十五节。together.
一起来读一次。末后的亚当成了赐生命的灵。
This is one of the greatest verses in the New Testament.
这新约里最伟大的一节经节就在这儿。
I still remember when I was in the Far East, I was still a high schooler, young person, got saved and brotherly visited Hong Kong at that time.
弟兄还记得，当他是高中生的时候，刚刚得救，李弟兄当时去访问香港。
I still remember him speaking 1 Corinthians 15:45.
我还记得他讲到灵后十五章四十五节下。
He was just full of burden to speak to the saints this great matter.The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
他在那里向圣徒说到这件伟大的事，就是末后的亚当成了赐生命的灵。
At that time, I was young. I didn't quite understand why what's so big deal about this verse.
当时年幼无知，不知道那这有什么了不起的。
It's so simple.
很简单嘛。
Right? Anybody can read that.
谁都可读。
But through the years, I came to appreciate.
经过这些年我就开始欣赏了。
My, what a gold mine.
哦、oh, 这是何等的一个金矿。
What is being revealed in such a short verse?
短短一节所启示的。
The last Adam, who is Christ.
末后的亚当就是基督。
He became a life-giving spirit.
成了赐生命的灵。
This actually opens up a new realm, a new horizon in my Christian life.
在我基督的生活就打开了一片天，一片新的境界。
Until the day I really touch Christ as the life-giving spirit, I was still groping in my Christian life.
在我真正摸着赐生灵之前呢、啊，我在我的基督生活是暗中摸索。
I was still just carrying out my Christian life in a kind of a formal religious way.
我是一个非常正式宗教式的过基督徒生活。
The day when I saw this Christ now has become a life-giving spirit.
当我看见这位基督成了赐生命灵的那一天，
that opened a new, totally new vista to me.
给我开了新的一盏的这个窗户。
My, it just opened the bring me to a new horizon.
带我到了一个新的境界。
It suddenly a whole new realm is open to me.
一个新的范围向我打开了。
Now I can actually experience Christ.
我现在可以开始经历基督。
All my knowledge about him.
我对他所有的知识。
Now can be experienceable, can be enjoyable.
可以被经历，他是可享受的。
He's no longer objective to me. Now he is subjective to me.
对我不再是客观的，是主观的。
He is a life-giving spirit.
他是赐生命的灵。
He has been dispensed into me.
他分赐到我里面。
He is realized now as the spirit.
他被实化为那灵。
Just like the air, just like the breath all around me.
像我周围的空气与气。
So available.
是这样的垂手可及。
So receivable.
可接受。
In John chapter 14, 15, 16.
约翰福音14章15、16节。
The Lord Jesus gave his final discourse to the disciples before he went to the cross.
主上十字架之前给门徒最后的一篇信息。
And there he told the disciples,
他告诉门徒说,
I am about to leave.
我要离你们而去。
I am about to go to the Father.
我要到父那里去。
But my Father, he will send you another comforter.
我的父要差另外一位保惠师到你这里来。
Who is the spirit of reality.
也就是实际的灵。
And he will guide you into all the reality.
他要带你们进入一切的实际。
He shall be with you.
他要与你们同在。
And he even be in you.
且要在你们里面。
I am leaving you,
我离开。
But I'm coming back again.
我还要再回来。
As I live, you shall live also.
我活着，你们也要因我活着。
As a young Christian, when I read those verses, I did not know what are you talking about, Lord Jesus.
作为年轻人啊，我读这些话，我说主耶稣啊。真是不知所云啊。
You say you're going and you're coming.
你又去你又来。
And then you are the, you know, your father sending another one, another comforter.
父又差另外一个安慰者保惠师。
And you say I live, you live.
但你又说我活你也活。
Who lives actually?
到底谁在这里活啊？
Gradually through the help of the ministry.
逐渐借着这个执事的帮助。
My, this is, these three chapters are just fully open to me.
这三章完全向我打开了。
In these three verses, three chapters.
在这三章。
The Lord is showing to his disciples,
主告诉门徒,
now as the one who was the incarnated triune God to become flesh,
作为成为肉体的三一神, 三一神成了肉体,
he is about to go to the Father through death and resurrection.
他借着死而复活到父那里去。
But in resurrection, he will change, he will come back to the disciples in another form.
但是在复活里他在转变形象在另外一个形态里来到门徒这里。
No more in the form of the flesh.
不是在肉身的形态而已。
Now in the form of the spirit.
乃是以灵的形态而来。
This is the spirit of reality.
这就是实际的灵。
He himself as the man, he was the first comforter.
他自己作为人是第一个安慰者。
But this spirit of reality is another comforter.
但是那实际的灵是第二个安慰者或保惠师。
The spirit of reality actually is nothing less than himself in another form.
这实际的灵就是基督自己在另外一个形态里而来。
Now he is no longer in the form of the flesh.
他不是在肉身的形态里。
But now in the form of the spirit.
而在灵的形态里。
Coming back in resurrection.
在复活里回来了。
Now he can be received by them.
能够被门徒们接受。
To guide them into all the realities.
就把门徒带入一切的实际里。
This is a great matter.
这是很大的一件事。
I don't believe many Christians today in Christianity saw this.
我不相信今天基督教许多基督徒看见这事。
They appreciate it.
他们
the redemption of Christ,
欣赏基督的救赎
how Christ went to the cross to die for their sins,
如何上十字架为他们的罪死了
as far as what happened afterwards, they'd have no idea.
之后就不知道发生什么
They know he died, he resurrected.
基督徒知道他死他复活了
But what happened after his resurrection?
他死而复活之后呢
That is just the beginning.
其实还是开始而已
The cross is not the end.
十字架不是了结。
The cross opens up a new realm to us.
十字架把那个新的范围向我们打开了。
Through the cross, Christ entered into resurrection.
借着十字架，基督进到复活里。
And in resurrection, he became a life-giving spirit.
复活里他成了赐生命的灵。
Who is that spirit of reality?
他也就是实际的灵。
To come back to the disciples.
回到门徒里面。
So that he can be received into them.
能够被门徒接受。
To be their life.
成为他们的生命。
To live in them.
在他们里面生活。
Like in the verse where the Lord says, in that day I live, you shall live also.
主说那天你们要活 我要活你们也要活着。
This Christ today is living in resurrection.
这位基督今天是在复活里活着。
As the life-giving spirit,
作为赐生命的灵
but he is not living in the heavens.
他不仅是住在天上
he is living in you.
还住在你的里面
he's living in me.
住在我的里面
as he is living,
他活着
we live.
我们也活着
he lives in our living.
他在我们的生活里活
we can live in his living.
我们在他的生活里活
how can this be possible?
这怎么可能呢
because he is the life-giving spirit.
因为他是赐生命的灵
oh.I hope brothers and sisters you will see this.
盼望弟兄姊妹你们能看见这个。
This will revolutionize your Christian life.
这会革命性的改变你的基督徒生活。
Your Christian life is not just about going to meetings,
基督生活不是去聚会读圣经偶尔读一下。
And celebrate Christmas and then Easter once a year.
耶诞节一年一次复活节就这样了。
That is not Christian life.
那不是基督徒生活。
That is a religion.
那是宗教。
The Christian life,Is Christ live and we live.
基督徒的生活是基督活着，我也活着。
He lives in our living.
他在我们的生活里活。
We live in his living.
我们在他的生活里活。
This is the real Christian life.
这是真正的基督徒生活。
And this can be only realized when we see that the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
唯有我们看见基督是赐生命的灵，这一切才得以实化。
Okay, let's go to take a look at this outline.
来看纲要。
Point A says, through and in his resurrection, Christ as the last Adam became the life-giving spirit to impart life and to enter into his believers to flow out as rivers of living water.
第一重点，基督这位末后的亚当借着复活，并在复活里成了赐生命的灵，以分赐生命，并进入信他的人里面，如同活水的江河流出来。
In John chapter 7,
约翰七章
at the end of the great feast,
节期的末了。
Jesus stood up and say,
耶稣站起来
whoever is thirsty can come to me and drink.
高声说凡口渴的人可以到我这里来喝。
After you enjoy all your feasting, you are still thirsty.
享受所有的节期仍然干渴。
You should come to me and drink.
你们应当来到我这里来喝。
I will give you living water to drink.
给你们活水喝。
And out of your innermost being,
从你里面
shall flow rivers of living water.
要流出活水的众江河来。
As you drink in this living water given by me,
喝入我所赐的活水
there will be something within you,
在你里面
even to flow out as rivers of living water,
就会流出活水的江河
But then the Apostle John, who added to clarify this matter,
使徒约翰加了一句来澄明这件事
He said, he refers to the Spirit,
他这是指的那灵说的
which is not yet until because Jesus was not yet glorified
那是还没有那灵因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀
actually that statement is very important very crucial
那一句话很重要
the spirit that the Lord the living water that the Lord promised the believers will flow out
主所应许圣徒要流出的那个活水
actually refers to the spirit
乃是指着那灵说的
But that spirit was not yet.
但是那灵那时候还没有。
Not ready yet.
还没有预备好。
Why? Because Jesus has not yet been glorified.
为什么呢？因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And that glorification refers to his resurrection.
耶稣的得荣指明他的复活。
In Luke 24,
路加24章
when Christ is resurrected, that's when he is glorified.
基督复活就是他得荣耀的时候。
Jesus has not yet gone through death and resurrected.
耶稣尚未经过死进到复活。
The process has not yet completed.
过程尚未完成。
It is not until the end of that process of his resurrection, he became a life-giving spirit.
乃是这个复活过程的末了，他才成为赐生命的灵。
So, in John 7:39, that was still just a promise.
约翰七章三十九节只是一个应许。
Promising those believers who drink of this living water will flow out the Spirit.
应许喝活水的人要流出活水的众江河。
But they could not receive that Spirit yet.
但他们现在还不能接受那灵。
Not until, what, that was chapter 7, until 13 chapters later.
约翰七章，然后只等到十三章以后。
In chapter 20 of John.
到约翰二十章。
In the evening of the Lord's resurrection.
主复活的那个晚上。
He came back to his disciples.
他回到他的门徒那里。
In a closed room.
在一个关闭的房间里。
Closed doors.
门窗都关着。
The Lord came in all of a sudden.
主突然之间来了。
Without knocking on doors.
他没叩门。
There's no doors open.
门也没开。
He just came in.
他就进来了。
And then I think that shocked all the disciples.
那让众门徒都惊讶。
And then he said, peace be to you.
他说愿你们平安。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Peace be to you.
愿你们平安。
Then he started what? Breathe to them.
他就吹一口气。吹气。
I don't like someone to come to me and breathe at me.
我不喜欢人对着我吹那个他的口气。
But that's what Jesus did.
但是主耶稣就做了。
What a strange thing that he did.
他做了何等奇怪的一件事。
Came to the disciples and
他就进了门就
Receive the Holy Spirit.
你们受圣灵。
Now he finally completed the process of his resurrection.
他就完成他整个复活的过程。
Now this Spirit, actually he himself became the Spirit.
甚至他自己就成为那灵了。
He now can breathe himself into the belief.
他可以把自己吹到门徒们里面。
The Spirit can be received by them.
灵可以被门徒们接受。
In chapter 7, that was only a promise.
约翰七章是个应许。
The Spirit was not yet.
那灵还没有。
You know, some translations added the word given, was not yet given, because they could not figure it out. How can the Spirit was not yet?
有些译本就加上那时还没有赐给那灵，因为他们不懂为什么那个时候那灵还没有。
Because the Bible clearly shows that the Spirit was there from the very beginning.
圣经好像说这个从起初就有灵吗？
But how come the Spirit was not yet?
那这里为什么说那时还没有呢？
So the translators added the word given in italics.
所以翻译的人呢、啊，就是把一个括弧一个点点点斜体是加了还。
Implying that in the original language it was not there.
表明原文里是并没有的。
But through the understanding through the ministry,
借着这个执事，我们有这样的领会。
We see that the translation is accurate.
因为这个翻译必须要准确。
The Spirit was not yet.
那时那灵还没有。
You don't have to add the word given.
不要加赐下来。
Because it's not a matter of giving or not giving.
那个时候不是赐与赐的问题。
It's a matter of the process.
而是一个过程的问题。
The Spirit who can be received by the believers was not yet at that time.
信徒能够接受的那个灵那时还没有。
Just like the sisters cooking, baking a chicken in the oven.
姊妹烤箱烤鸡。
Lunchtime at 12:30 now.
现在12点半。
Dear, is the chicken ready yet?
亲爱的，鸡好了吗？
The wife says, not yet, dear.
还没有。
Another 15 minutes.
再15分钟。
The chicken is there.
鸡在了。
But the chicken that can be enjoyed is not yet.
但可以被你享受的鸡还那时候还没有。
Wait another 15 minutes.
再等15分钟。
Some more cooking.
有再多烤久一点。
The Spirit was not yet because Jesus was not yet glorified.
那是还没有那灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Jesus was still being cooked in the kitchen.
耶稣还在这个烤箱里被烤的过程。
The Lord covers me. This is really it's a very descriptive word of the process he went through.
因为我们在这形容他所经过的一个过程。
Right? In Psalms 22, they talk about Christ is being fried, put through the fire.
在诗篇22篇说基督好像被烤干的烤的一样他受煎熬。
Christ is passing through the process of death and resurrection, especially the process of death is like being cooked in a oven.
基督经过死与复活他的死那个过程就好像在烤箱里被烤一样。
So this process needs to be completed.
这个过程要完成。
Then the Spirit will be ready.
那灵才预备好了。
Praise the Lord, the Spirit is now here.
赞美主，那灵现在在这里。
The life-giving Spirit is now ready.
赐生命灵预备好了。
In chapter 20, he can be breathed into the disciples.
24章就可以吹进到门徒里面。
Can be received into them.
被信徒们接受。
John 7:39 is a great verse.
约翰福音七章三十九节是伟大的一句经节。
With a great revelation.
有个很大的启示。
Showing that God in Christ has to pass through a process.
我们看见神在基督里必须经过一个过程。
To become the Spirit who can be received by the believers.
能够成为能够被信徒们接受的那灵。
And after we received him into us.
接受他之后。
He can flow out of us as rivers of living water.
他就能够做活水的众江河从里面流出来。
Now B says the life-giving spirit is the consummated spirit, the consummation of the process and consummated triune God.
第二终点，赐生命灵乃是终极完成的那灵，也就是经过过程并终极完成之三一神的终极完成。
One says the consummated spirit is the triune God after he has passed through the process of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection.
第一小点，终极完成的灵是经过了成为肉体、人性生活、钉十字架、复活的过程之后的三一神。
Praise the Lord for the process and consummated triune God.
为着经过过程、终极完成的三一神感谢主。
Didn't our triune God pass through a process?
我们的三一神是不是经过了过程呢？
Absolutely.
绝对是的。
Some like to use the verse that says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
有人喜欢用希伯来的经典说耶稣基督从今世起世以后永世永远不改变。
Our God is forever the same.
我们的神是永远一样的。
How can you say that he got processed? He went through a change.
你怎么可以说他经过的过程他改变了呢？
You have to realize as far as his essence is concerned, he is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever.
就着他的素质而言，他今世、昔世、以后、永世，永远是不改变的。在他里面毫无转动的影儿。
He is essentially the same from eternity past to eternity future.
他说，已过永远到将来永远，在素质上是一样的。
But economically speaking,
但就着经纶来说
，in terms of the actual steps and process is concerned.
就是他的步骤和过程来说
，he took some steps to make a change.
他走了一些步骤，有了一些改变。
John 1:14 tells us the Word became flesh.
约翰福音一章十四节说化成了肉体。
That word refers to the triune God.
那化就是指三一神
，the eternal God，
永远的神。
He one day became flesh.
有一天成了肉体。
Wasn't that a change?
这是不是一个改变？
The God in eternity, Almighty,
永远
created the heavens and the earth,
创造天地的天地的主。
One day he became a little man,
一天成为一个小小的人。
Of Nazareth,
拿撒勒人。
Finite, subject to time and space,
有限甚至限于空间时间里。
Wasn't that a change?
这是不是一个改变呢？
Big change,
这是很大的一个改变。
From the infinite God to become a finite man.
从永远的神到一个有无限的神到永远有限的人。
The Word became flesh.
化成了肉体。
The second verse is 1 Corinthians 15:45, where it says the last Adam became another change in life-giving spirit.
就灵后十五章四十五节下另外一个改变就是末后的亚当成了赐生命的灵。
Our God has been processed.
我们的神经过了过程。
And he is, and that process has a consummation.
这个过程是一个终极完成的。
And at the end of that process, At the consummation, there is a result.
过程末了，这个总结是有个结果的。
What is the issue?
结果是什么？
The issue is the Spirit.
结果就是那灵。
It's the life-giving Spirit.
就是赐生命的灵。
Oh, some may ask, well, wasn't the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit already?
那人问，三一神不是已经就是父子灵了吗？
Yes.
是的。
That refers to his person.
那指到他的身位，人位而说的。
In the eternal his deity, in his deity.
在他的神性里，神格里。
But in his economy,
但在他的经纶里。
That means in his plan, in the working out of his plan.
在他的计划和实行计划的过程中。
He became a man.
他成了人。
He became a spirit.
他成了那灵。
The life-giving spirit.
成了赐生命的灵。
The spirit who can be received and enjoyed by the believer.
就可以被信徒所接受所享受。
So we have to realize and appreciate that the spirit, this consummated spirit, is just a triune God passing through all the processes and consummated.
我们必须经历并且享受这一位这个终极完成的灵，就是三一神经过了种种过程而终极完成。
Little A says the process through which the triune God has passed to become the spirit is an economical one, not an essential matter.
也说三一神成为那灵所经过的过程是经纶的事，不是数值的事。
Right? We're not talking about essentially God is changing.
我们不是说神在数值上改变了。
No,
不是的。
He can essentially, he is forever the same.
数值上他永远都是一样的。
But economically,He has passed through a change.
就经纶来说，他经过了一个改变。
I like these few verses in the reference there in John 1:14.
约翰福音一章十四节。
God, the Word, that is God, became flesh.
的话就是神成了肉体。
That was a change.
那是一个改变。
Right? You know, in Hebrews 9:14.
希伯来书九章十四节。
That was referring to Christ, the Son.On the cross,
讲到指基督在十字架上。
It says what? Through the eternal spirit,
他说借着永远的灵。
He accomplished the eternal salvation.
他就成就了永远的救恩。
Through the Son, the second of the Trinity,
子就是神神圣圣位的第二者。
Through the eternal spirit, the third of the Trinity,
借着第这个灵就是神圣三一的第三者。
He accomplished the eternal salvation.
完成了永远的救恩。
He was crucified.
他被钉死。
Not by himself.
不是自己钉死的。
But through the eternal spirit.
而是借着永远的灵。
The Son needs the Spirit.
子需要灵。
For his crucifixion.
为着他的钉死。
To accomplish the eternal salvation.
以完成永远的救恩。
And then, of course, 1 Corinthians 15:45.
林前十五章四十五节下。
That's the last Adam, that is Christ.
末后的亚当就是基督。
The second of the Trinity.
神圣三一的第二。
He now became a life-giving spirit.
成了赐生命的灵。
These are referring to his economy.
这是指他的经纶而说。
Not in essence.
不是数值。
But in economy.
而是经纶。
Economy refers to a plan.
经纶指明一个计划。
A working out.
一个实行。
Now, little b, processed refers to the steps through which the triune God has passed in the divine economy.
经过过程指三一神在神圣经纶里所经过的步骤。
Consummated indicates that the process has been completed.
终极完成指明这个过程已经完成了。
And the consummated spirit implies that the Spirit of God has been processed and has become the consummated Spirit.
终极完成的灵还是神的灵已经经过过程并成为终极完成的灵。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I tell you, these are this is the theology in the Lord's recovery.
我告诉你，这就是主恢复的神学了。
We see our God, economically speaking,has passed through a process.
我们看见我们的神就经纶来说经过了一个过程。
His incarnation.
他的成肉体。
He lived on the earth for 33.5 years. 33
年半的生活。
And then he was crucified.
他钉死。
And then he resurrected.
复活。
That is God in his economy.
这就是神在他的经纶里。
Processed.
经过了过程。
And then consummate.
最后终极完成。
Praise the Lord that there is a consummation.
赞美主，这里有一个终极的完成。
Consummation of the process.
这个过程的完成。
And there's an outcome to that consummation.
就有一个结果。
The outcome is the life-giving spirit.
就是赐生命的灵。
Who is the consummated spirit?
他是终极完成的灵。
Now, number two, before the Lord Jesus was crucified and resurrected, the consummated spirit was not yet.
小二，在主耶稣钉十字架并复活以前，还没有终极完成的灵。
A, the spirit of God was there from the beginning, but the spirit as the spirit of Jesus, of Christ, the spirit of Jesus Christ was not yet at the time of John 7:39, because the Lord Jesus was not yet glorified.
神的灵从起初就有了，但那灵做基督的灵，耶稣基督之灵，在约翰七章三十九节的时候还没有，因为主耶稣尚未得荣耀。
In the entire Old Testament,
在整个旧约里
we only see the expression, the Spirit of God.
只看见神的灵的这一个称呼。
There are two times also mentioned about the Spirit as the Spirit of holiness.
有两次提到灵是讲到圣别的灵。
Not the Holy Spirit as such as the one who conceived Jesus Christ.
不是像这个耶稣受孕的那个圣灵，而是圣别的灵。
So that's all in the Old Testament.
所以旧约就提到这几次。
The Spirit of God who brooded over the water.
神的灵覆盖在这个死水上。
It's not until you come to the New Testament.
乃是来到了新约。
From the conception of Christ.
从耶稣的承孕。
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit came to visit Mary,
圣灵就来这里临到了玛利亚
to cause her to conceive the Holy One,
使她承孕
the Holy,
有这个 得作这圣者或那圣的
That Spirit actually was called the Spirit, the Holy.
那个时候那个灵是称为那灵那圣的或那圣的那灵
This is, that designation was in relation to the birth, the conception of Christ.
那就指耶稣的承孕这件事。
Then, after Christ was born,
当基督出生之后
he prophesied of the Spirit who can be received by the believers.
他就预言到那个圣徒要接受那灵。
Because he was still passing through the process,
他在经过一个过程。
He told them that the Spirit was not yet.
他告诉说那个时候那灵还没有。
You have to wait a little bit longer.
要再等一会儿。
Until I finish the process.
直到我完成这个过程。
Until I go to the cross to die and then resurrect it.
直到我上十字架复活之后。
At the time of resurrection, I will take a change to become a life-giving spirit.
成为赐生命的灵。
That will be the time that you can receive that spirit into you.
你就能够接受灵到你里面。
And then to flow out as rivers of living water.
里面要活出活水的江河流出来。
In the Old Testament, this was an impossibility.
旧约这件事是根本不可能的。
The Spirit of God never entered into man.
因为神的灵从来没有进到人的里面。
The Spirit of God was only the Spirit that is of with divinity.
神的灵当时只有神性。
It did the work of brooding.
他是做富裕的工作
to generate life,
来产生生命
but it could never enter into man,
但神灵却不能进到人的里面
to mingle with man,
与人调和
not until the New Testament,
乃是直到新约
by God becoming a man himself,
神因为自己成为人
picking up humanity,
穿上人性
passing through the human living,
经过为人生活
even passing through death and resurrection,
死与复活
picking up all these elements and include them in the spirit,
把所有这些元素都包括在这个灵里面
In this consummated spirit that he becomes at the time of his resurrection.
在复活的时候，这个灵就成为复活的灵。
Now he is the spirit of Jesus Christ.
终极的灵就成为耶稣基督的灵。
He is the spirit of Jesus.
他是耶稣的灵。
He is the spirit who can be received by man.
是人可以接受的。
He can the spirit that can enter into man.
可以进到人里面的。
He is the spirit that can be mingled with man.
他是能够与人调和的灵。
This spirit of Jesus Christ includes not just divinity but also humanity.
所以这个耶稣基督的灵不仅有人性，还有神性，还有人性。
This spirit is very receivable.
这个灵是很可被接受的。
You feel very fitting.
你觉得很
Because in this spirit is the also not only divinity but also the humanity.
再妥帖不过了，因为不仅他有神性，还有人性，觉得非常舒适。
Andrew Murray in his book The Spirit of Christ, this is a classic.
这是经典之著，就是穆安德烈的《基督的灵》这本书。
He used this designation.
他讲到这个标出的过程。
The Spirit of the glorified Jesus.
耶稣那个得荣的灵。
He saw the same thing.
他看见同件事。
Of course, the utterance is not exactly the same.
当然穆罕默德的发表不太完全一样。
But he realized the Spirit prophesied in John 7:39.
他知道在约翰福音七章三十九节所预言的那里
refers to the spirit of the glorified Jesus，
乃是指得了荣耀那个耶稣的灵
refers to this man Jesus passing through resurrection to be glorified，
这耶稣经过过程得了荣耀
to become a spirit who can be received by man，
能够被人接受。
Today, brothers and sisters, this life-giving spirit is not just a divine spirit，
今天赐圣灵的灵不仅是神圣的灵。
This spirit, the life-giving spirit, includes humanity.
赐生命灵包括了人性。
Includes the very death Christ went past through.
它包括了基督所经过的那个死。
Includes the resurrection that Christ went into.
包括基督经过的那个复活。
All these elements are included in the life-giving spirit.
所有这些元素都包括在赐生命的灵里面。
This is the spirit of the glorified Jesus.
这就是耶稣得荣的灵。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, point C, the last Adam who was Christ in the flesh became the life-giving spirit in resurrection.
C 小点，末后的亚当就在肉体里的基督在复活里成了赐生命的灵。
Since then, the spirit of Jesus Christ has both divine and human elements, including the reality of the incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection of Christ.
从那时起，耶稣基督的灵就兼有神圣的元素和属人的元素，包含了基督成为肉体的实相，复活的实际。
So today in the New Testament,
新约里
strictly speaking, we are not just experiencing the Spirit of God.
严格说，我们不仅经历神的灵
or the Spirit of Jehovah,
或耶和华的灵
we are experiencing the Spirit of Jesus.
我们乃是经历耶稣的灵
a Spirit of Jesus Christ，
耶稣基督的灵
，who is just the life-giving spirit，
他就是赐生命的灵。
Now we come to number three， the consummated spirit was breathed as the holy breath into the disciples by the Son in resurrection，
只在复活里将终极完成的灵作为圣气吹入门徒里面。
In chapter 20 of John, verse 22，
20章22节。
Right, the Lord came to among his disciples and he breathed into them.
他来到门徒中间，向他们吹了一口气。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
说你们接受圣灵。
This spirit now becomes a breath.
这个灵成为气。
That he can breathe into the disciples.
可以吹到门徒里面。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
To experience this life-giving spirit.
要经历这个赐生命的灵。
It's a matter of the breath.
是气的一回事。
It's a matter of your breathing.
是在于你的呼吸。
Are you breathing?
你今天在呼喘气吗？
I know physically you are.
肉身上在呼吸。
How about spiritually? Are you breathing?
属灵里你呼吸了吗？
Are you breathing him in with your spirit?
你有没有用灵把它吸进来呢？
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh 主耶稣。
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh 主耶稣。
We should not be just physically breathing the air.
不仅肉身呼吸空气。
Moment by moment we have to breathe in the spirit.
时时要吸入那灵。
The whole Christian life depends on this breath.
整个基督徒生活完全在于这口气。
You know, with the Chinese people, when a person dies, his breath is terminated.
中国人说人了了就断了气了。
The breath, no more breath.
啊，断了气了，没气了，不喘气了。
Well, I know you are still breathing.
你们还在喘气，啊，肉身还在呼吸。
But spiritually, is your breath terminated?
但属灵里你们断气了吗
？I'm afraid some Christians, you know, they may be.You know, their breath has been terminated for quite some time.
我很怕很多基督徒都已经断了气很久了。
Oh, they go to church.
上教堂。
Oh, they can read the Bible.
读圣经。
But the breath is gone.
但已经断了气了。
Saints, that's not a Christian life.
圣徒，这不是基督徒生活。
Christian life is a breathing life.
基督徒生活是呼吸的生活。
I like Emmy Barber's hymn in the hymnal 255.
和圣文师母有一首诗歌。
Breath by breath, we breathe upon you.
203就我们时时刻刻都在一呼一吸都在于你。
Oh Lord Jesus, breathe in me.
主啊，求你向我吹圣灵。
The Christian life is a matter of breath.
基督徒的生活就是呼吸的一件事。
That breath is a life or death matter.
呼吸是生死攸关的事。
You breathe, you live.
你呼吸你就活。
You don't breathe, you die.
不喘气就死。
Today, the life-giving spirit is a breath.
赐生命的灵是一个气。
Every day, every moment, we have to keep breathing Him.
每天每时都要呼吸他。
Whatever we are doing,
我们无论做什么
，not only in the meeting,
不是仅在聚会里
，but even the times, you know, you're driving your car, taking care of your babies, cooking,
开车照顾小孩，煮饭
，you have to keep breathing,
都要呼吸。
Don't be a 断气的 Christian.
Don't be a terminated, not breathing Christian.
We need to be a breathing Christian.
我们需要做一个呼吸的基督徒。
Every moment,
每一个时刻都要呼吸。
Oh, then the Spirit is living within us.
灵就在我们里面活。
Then you will realize what the Lord meant when He says, "I live, you also shall live."
那你就会懂得主为什么说我活着，你们也要活着。
He lives as that breath in us.
乃是在我们里面做那口气活着。
There's a breath in me.
我们里面有一口气。
And as long as I can breathe, I live.
只要我呼吸，我就能活。
How about let's all breathe five times?
我们一起来呼吸五次，好不好？
Oh,
主耶稣。
Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Saints
are calling on the Lord is not our formality.
呼吸呼求主名不是形式。
We call on the Lord because we are breathing Him in.
为什么要呼求主名？我们在呼吸他。
We don't do it because, well, have you called on the Lord three times today?
一天呼吸呼求主名三次。
You just, oh, I forgot to do it, I better do it repeatedly.
你们说，哎呀，我今天忘记呼求主名了。
Have you ever forgotten to breathe?
你忘记呼吸过吗？
You have to remind yourself, oh, I forget to breathe today.
你说，哎呀，我提醒，哎，我没有呼吸，今天没呼吸了。
No, you just breathe spontaneously.
你自然就呼吸了嘛。
But if you really see Christ is the life-giving spirit,
如果你真正看见基督是赐生命的灵，
He is that breath now,
他是在那个气，
and you need that breath to live,
你需要那个气才能活的话，
It's not a matter of memorization,
不是你记不记得呼求主名，
You just have to breathe,
你就是要呼吸啊。
The moment you get up, Lord Jesus,
早上起来就，哦，主耶稣，
I need you,
我需要你。
Even whether it's audibly or inaudibly,
有声无声的都可以。
Sometimes because of your spouse next to you, you cannot Wake her up, oh Lord Jesus.
妻子在你旁边不可以对她耳边喊，哦主耶稣，不要喊。
You just inwardly.
只要里面。
Amen.
Yes.
Oh Jesus.
主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you're inwardly breathing.
你里面在呼吸。
Whether aloud or not aloud.
不管是大声小声。
You are breathing.
你在呼吸着。
And this breathing.Makes you a living Christian.
这个呼吸就叫你做一个活的基督徒。
A living member.
一个活的肢体。
He says the gospel of John reveals that Christ became flesh to be the Lamb of God and that in resurrection he became the life-giving spirit.
一小点约翰福音启示基督成为肉体做神的羔羊并在复活里成为赐生命的灵。
Thus, in his resurrection, he breathed himself as the consummated spirit into the disciples.
因此他在复活里将他自己作为终极完成的灵吹入门徒里面。
B, it is as the spirit that he was breathed into his disciples that he can live in the disciples and they can live by him and with him and that he can abide in them and they can abide in him.
他是那灵就得以吹入门徒里面他是那灵就能以活在门徒里面门徒也能因他活着并且与他同活他是那灵就能住在门徒里面门徒也能住在他里面
Christian talk about John 15 a lot
约翰基督徒常说约翰十五章
Christ is the vine we are the branch
基督是真葡萄树我们是枝子
We need to abide in him
我们需要住在他里面
He abides in us
他住在我们里面
How can we abide in him
我们怎么能住在他里面呢
Without John 14, there cannot be the John 15.
没有约翰十四章就没有约翰十五章。
In John 14, we are shown this Christ is going away through death and resurrection to become a life-giving spirit.
约翰十四章给我们看，这位耶稣他去，经过死而复活，成为赐生命的灵。
He came back as the Spirit to indwell the believers.
并做那灵而回来，内住在门徒里面。
It is.As such a spirit, by such a spirit, we can abide in him.
借这灵，凭此灵，我们得以住在他里面。
And he can abide in us.
他也住在我们里面。
And this constitutes our Christian life.
这就构成了我们的基督徒生活。
He says that Christ who breathed himself into the disciples is the life-giving spirit.
将他自己吹入门徒里面的基督乃是赐生命的灵。
Now point C, the life-giving spirit is the compound spirit typified by the compound anointing ointment with its ingredients.
第三重点，赐生命的灵是复合的灵，有复合的膏油连同各种的成分所预备。
In Exodus 30, God charged Moses to prepare an ointment to anoint all the furnishing of the tabernacle.
出埃及记三十章，耶和华吩咐摩西要预备膏油来膏抹整个会幕和器具。
Including all the priests,
包括所有的祭司们，
anyone who is involved and anyone or anything who is involved in God's service must be anointed by this ointment.
任何与神的侍奉有关的人事物都必须有这个膏油来膏抹。
And this ointment is prepared in this way.
这个膏油是这么预备的。
With one hin of oil,
一新的橄榄油。
Mixed with four spices.
有四种的香料。
Now one says, olive oil signifies the spirit of God with divinity.
以橄榄油表征带着神性之神的灵。
So this refers, the one hin of olive oil denotes the unique God.
一新的橄榄油表征独一的神。
With his divinity.
有与他的神性。
Mixed with this oil are four spices.
跟这个油调在一起有四个香料。
And four is a number of man.
四是人的数字。
The four living creatures.
四活物。
So, not only divinity is here, but also humanity is here.
这不仅有神性，还有人性。
These four spices are number one, myrrh.
这四个香料是首先木药。
Which signifies the precious death of Christ.
表征基督宝贵的死。
Then cinnamon.
肉桂。
Which signifies the sweetness and effectiveness of Christ's death.
表征基督之死的甜美与功效。
Then calamus.
菖蒲。
Then signifies the precious resurrection of Christ.
表征基督复活的宝贵的复活。
And cassia.
桂皮。
That signifies the repelling power of Christ's resurrection.
表征基督复活的驱逐能力。
Four spices.
四种香料。
Mingle with one hint of oil.
与一新橄榄油调和。
To produce this ointment.
产生
the compound.
圣膏油，这个复合的油。
This signifies the compound spirit of God today.
这就表征今天神这个复合的灵。
The spirit of Jesus Christ is no longer as simple as the spirit of God in Genesis.
所以耶稣基督的灵不再仅仅单纯像在创世纪一章里那个神的灵那么简单。
Through the process he went through,
经过的过程
，he picked up all these elements,
他提取了各样的成分
，and compounded them into that spirit,
把这些复合在这个灵里面
，which is just the life-giving spirit,
这就是赐生命的灵
，but he is also a compound spirit,
但这里也是一个复合的灵。
You and I, we need to be if we want to serve the Lord,
你我要侍奉主。
We need this compound spirit.
需要这复合的灵。
This is not an option.
这不是可选择的。
Every priest,
每一个祭司，
every piece of furnishing,
每一个
needs to be anointed by this compound spirit.
这个器具都需要被这复合的灵膏
过。This is how crucial this matter of the spirit is.
这灵是这么关键。
If we are going to touch the matters of the church,
要摸到教会的事。
We want to build up the church,
要建造教会。
We want to serve in the church,
要在教会里侍奉。
We need to be filled with this compound spirit,
必须被这复合的灵充满。
We cannot just be serving by ourselves, by our own commission,
凭自己派自己服事。
We need that anointing of the compound spirit.
我们需要有复合的灵的膏抹。
Every day we must be those who are full of the Spirit.
每一天我们都必须是满了灵的人。
The Lord's recovery must be full of the Spirit.
主的恢复必须满了灵。
With the Spirit as the essence and the reality.
以灵作为数值，作为实际。
Don't forget, on the eve of resurrection, the Lord breathed the Spirit into the disciples.
不要忘记在复活的那一夜，主耶稣把圣灵吹到这个门徒里面。
And then 50 days later, on the day of Pentecost,
五十天后。
When the 120 disciples were praying in the upper room,
五旬节那个时候120位门徒在阁楼上祷告的时候
，the consummated spirit was poured out upon the believers, the disciples.
完成的灵降到门徒们身上。
They were filled with the spirit from without.
在外面满了灵。
They spoke the word.
他们说主的话。
3,000 got saved.
三千人得救。
In one spirit, They were baptized into one body.
在同一位灵里，他们进成了一个身体。
On that day, the church in Jerusalem was born.
在那一天，耶路撒冷的召会形成了。
The church began with the Spirit.
召会是由灵开始的。
So Brother Lee said, "No Spirit, no church."
所以李定说，没有灵就没有召会。
More Spirit, more church.
越有灵就越有召会。
How about the churches here in Eastern Canada?
东加拿大的众召会怎么样？
May the churches here be full of the Spirit.
愿这里的众召会满了灵。
It's not good enough just to say, "Oh, we meet in a very good way. We meet, you know, we have everyone prophesy, speak something, everyone will function."
光在这说，我们聚得很好，我们人人伸言，大家进功用还不够。
But how do you function?
您怎么进功用啊？
How do we serve?
我们怎么侍奉？
Yes, everyone is doing something.
是人人都在做事。
But are we functioning with the Spirit?
我们是不是用灵来服事呢？
When I sing, I have to sing with the Spirit.
我唱诗的时候是不是用灵来唱诗呢？
When I prophesy, I have to prophesy with the Spirit.
我圣言是不是用灵来圣言呢？
I mentioned recently, in April, I visited Ethiopia.
四月弟兄访问以索比亚。
Oh, the thing I enjoyed the most was their Lord's Table meeting.
最享受他们主日擘饼的。
Well, we met that morning from 9 o'clock until 1:30.
那天从早上九点聚到下午一点半。
Of course, the Lord's Table meeting went for about an hour and a half.
擘饼聚会一个半小时。
But if you don't stop them, they will just continue.
如果你不停下，他会继续下去。
That morning, actually, physically, I was not feeling that well.
当时弟兄身体觉得不太舒服。
I was just going to sit there and then just enjoy the saints praising.
他只想坐在那享受圣徒们赞美主。
Oh, but the saints were just pouring out their heart, praising the Lord.
这个心向主倾倒，在那里赞美主。
You know, they are not as blessed like us. They don't have hymnals.
所以他们不像我们这么咒诅，他们很多诗歌都没有的。
Most of them don't have hymnals.
很多人都没有诗歌。
So that does not take away the enjoyment at all.
但根本不影响他们的享受。
You know, actually they were just desperate. They came before the Lord and just pour out their heart praising the Lord.
他们在主面前迫切倾心向主赞美。
And then at that point, you know, that they were breaking the bread.
擘饼的时候
，the leading brother asked me, "Come on, let's
can we break the bread together?" 一起来擘饼吧。
And I was afraid they would ask me.
我当时就怕他们叫我。
But the Spirit was so strong.
那个灵强到一个地步。
I thought the Spirit would just swept me up there.
我觉得那个灵强把我推上去了。
Oh, together with about 8 or 10 brothers, we
were
just praising the Lord.
八个九个弟兄就在那里赞美主。
Actually, at that moment, I really didn't know where I was.
其实我更不知道我身在何处。
I was, it just, there were moments a few times like that in Ethiopia.
以索比亚好几次我都觉得。
I was just, it was just carried away by the Spirit.
我被那灵好像汲取，我不知道身在何处。
We were praising, we were just
我就在那里赞美。享受主。
And then, at a certain point, the Spirit started praising the Father.
突然之间这个灵开始赞美父。
In a spontaneous way.
很自然而然的就是这样。
Suddenly the saints enjoyed the Lord so much, they just brought to the Father.
所以圣徒们被享受主到一个地步。
Suddenly the
utterance
changed to the Father.
同时就向主发赞美。
In a spontaneous way.
是很自动的自发的。
I enjoyed that very much.
我很享受那个。
Actually, Brother Dick Taylor was with me.
那是 Dick Taylor 弟兄跟他在一起。
We always check with Brother. I hope the whole recovery can come and see this meeting.
我们说主啊，我们真希望整个主的恢复要来看看这个聚会。
Because I really felt, that we have even in our practice of the Lord's Table meeting, we have degraded something.
甚至我觉得我们在主恢复擘饼的事情多少都堕落了。
We may just follow a kind of formality,
一种的形式
or sing some hymns,
唱些诗歌
and then we'll read off some stanzas,
读几处这个经节
right? From stanza 1, stanza 6, stanza 6,
一唱到六，有的要唱到六，唱到一节。
At one point, I was really hoping, I was burdened that maybe we can help the brothers to give the saints their more hymnals, you know, to get them to hymnals.
有的时候我是想帮助那些以索比亚的圣徒们更有更多的诗歌本。
How can we help you to get more hymnals to the saints?
我说怎么样圣徒们这可以得着更多诗歌本
？But after attending their table meeting,
经过参加擘饼聚会之后
，I took back that offer.
我不要给他们诗歌本了。
I don't want to spoil them.
我不要宠坏他们了。
Don't misunderstand me to think they don't need the hymnals.
不要误解我，他们还是需要诗歌本的。
The hymnals, if it is used. in the proper way, it enhances our praise.
所以诗歌本如果是帮助我们赞美的。
But the point is, even without the hymnal, they were just, they came in spirit and in truthfulness.
但是就算没有诗歌本，他们带着灵，带着真实来敬拜父的。
The hymnal should not become our crutch.
诗歌本不应该成我们的拐杖。
The hymnal should enhance, stir us up.To utter our praises to the Lord.
反而应该加强眺望我们向主发出赞美。
So the churches in the Lord's recovery must be full of the Spirit.
所以主会的圣徒必须满了灵。
It was the Spirit that began the church.
乃是那灵开始了召会。
It's in one Spirit the body was baptized.
在一个灵里我们进成一个身体。
No Spirit, no church.
没有灵就没有召会。
More Spirit, more church.
越有灵就越有召会。
Now, let me move on to the next
继续
item.
下一点。
This is the fifth item.
第五项。
Concerning the divine life in Christ.
那就是关于在基督里的神圣生命。
We need the Spirit to be the essence and reality of the Lord's recovery.
我们需要灵作为主恢复的数值与实际。
We also need the divine life of God to be the means and the content.Of the Lord's recovery.
也需要神的神圣生命做主恢复的凭借与道路。
The Lord's recovery is not a movement.
因为主的恢复不是一个运动。
As we saw yesterday, the church is not an organization.
昨天看见教会不是一个组织。
It's not some kind of a religious entity.
不是一种宗教团体。
The church is an organism.
教会是生机体。
It is something full of life.
是满了生命的。
Everything that we carried out in the Lord's recovery.
在主恢复里面所做的一切。
In the churches.
在众教会中。
Must be in life and by life.
必须是在生命里并且凭着生命做的。
God is a God of life.
神是生命的神。
He loves life.
他保爱生命，他爱生命。
If you ask, what is life?
你问什么是生命?
I would say life is mysterious.
我要说生命是奥秘的。
It is hard to explain.
是很难解释的。
Even your own human life, you cannot quite explain.
甚至你自己人身体的生命你也解释不来。
Do you have life?
你有生命吗?
Human life?
你有人的生命吗?
You say, of course, I'm sitting here.
你说当然有啊,不然不能坐在这。
Where is it?
那在哪呢?你生命在哪?
How does it work?
你的生命怎么做的
？Up here, down here.
是你生命在这在那。
Where is your human life?
你人的生命在哪里
？You know you have human life.
你知道你有人的生命。
But where is it?
但是生命在哪呢
？How does it work?
但是生命怎么运行呢
？You know when the life stops.
你知道生命停下来。
When you don't have any circulation.
你没有任何循环你就死了。
Life stops.
循环停了人就死了。
But in the meantime, how do you explain to others my human life?
那你怎么解释你这个人的生命呢?
The medical doctors cannot explain to you.
医生不能向你解释。
How much more, how much less the divine eternal life?
更何况这个神圣神的生命。
But clearly the Bible tells us our triune God is life.
很清楚的圣经告诉我们三一神是生命。
John 5:26.
约翰福音五章。
The Father has life in himself.
父在他自己里面有生命。
The Father has life in himself.
父在他里面是有生命的。
He is the source of life.
他是生命的源头。
John 14:6.
约翰福音十四章六节。
Christ says, I am the way, the reality, and the life.
主说我就是道路、实际、生命。
The Son says, I am the life.
这只说我就是生命。
Romans 8:2 tells us, The Spirit is the Spirit of life.
八章二节告诉我们说，灵是生命的灵。
Our triune God is a God of life.
我们的三一神是生命的神。
And after God created man in Genesis,
神在创世纪造人之后
，Chapter 2, He put this man in the Garden of Eden before a tree of life.
二章就把这所造的人放在伊甸园里，在生命树面前。
This life is just God Himself.As food to be taken in by man.
这个生命就是神自己做食物的状态，做生命给人吃。那不是苹果树。
Or peach tree.
也不是桃子树。
That's called life tree.
是称为什么？生命树。
I don't know what that life tree looks like.
我不知道那个生命树看起来什么样子。
What are those fruits of life What is that life fruit?
那生命树的果子是什么？我也不知道。
Do you sell this kind of fruit in Toronto?
那多伦多有没有卖生命树的果子啊？
There's such a tree called life tree.
在这里有一个树称为生命树。
Unlike any other trees in the whole universe.
不像宇宙中任何一棵树。
And then in Revelation 22,
启示录二十二章
again we see the tree of life.
我们又看见生命树。
Life tree is there.
这个生命树在那里。
And also the river of life.
还有生命的河。
What is this river of life?
到底这个生命水的河是什么？
Life is mysterious.
生命是奥秘的。
Life is God himself.
生命就是神的自己。
Life is actually the triune God himself.
生命就是三一神的自己。
The Father is life.
父是生命。
The Son is life.
子是生命。
The Spirit is
life. 灵也是生命。
You must have God himself to have life.
你必须要有神自己才有生命。
Life is not some kind of feeling.
生命不是一种的感觉。
Life is not some kind of power.
不是一种的能力。
Life is not some kind of knowledge.
生命不是一种的知识。
Life is not some kind of gifts.
不是一种的恩赐。
Life is a person.
生命是一个人位。
Life is the triune God.
生命就是三一神自己。
That's why 1 John 5:12 is crucial.
约翰一书一章十二节很关键。
It tells us he who has the Son.Has the life.
他说人有了神的儿子就有生命。
Life is embodied in a person.
生命是具体化身在一个人里面。
On the one hand, life is mysterious.
一面生命是奥秘的。
Life is abstract.
是抽象的。
But on the other hand, life is very solid.
另一面生命是扎实的。
Because life is embodied in a person.
因为生命具体化身在一个人里面了。
If we have the Son, we have the life.
我们有子就有生命。
Life actually has a totality.
生命是有一个总和的。
We human beings, we are the totality of our human life.
我们人是人生命的总和。
Am I right?
对不对？
Your human life.
你人的生命。
On the one hand, is invisible.
一面是看不见的。
Abstract.
抽象的。
But yet, your whole being is the embodiment of this life.
但是你的全人就是你的生命的具体化。
I have you.I have your life.
我有你就有你的生命。
You are the very totality of your human life.
你就是你人这个生命的总和。
How about the divine life?
那神圣的生命又怎么样呢？
That divine life is embodied in the person of Christ.
那神圣的生命具体化身在这个人就是基督里面。
That he could say, I am the life.
他就能说我是生命。
And then the Lord says, even the water that he gives us,will become a fountain, a springing up in us.
主又说，我所赐给你们的水要成为泉源，在里面涌流
，springing up unto eternal life.
只涌入永远的生
命。What is that eternal life?
那永远的生命又是什么
？That eternal life is the New Jerusalem.
那永远的生命就是新耶路撒冷。
Ultimately, that holy city Jerusalem is the totality of the divine life.
最终那座圣城新耶路撒冷就是神圣生命的总和。
In that New Jerusalem, you have the river of life and the tree of life.
在那新耶路撒冷里，你有生命的水、生命的河、生命树。
It's a life city.
这是一个生命的城。
That is the totality of life.
那就是生命的总和。
As we are drinking the river of life,
我们喝活水。
We will spring up unto eternal life.
就涌入、直入。
We will become the New Jerusalem.
我们就直到或成为
We'll become the city of life.
新耶路撒冷那座生命的城。
Life is the means.
生命是凭借。
Life is the content.
生命也是内容。
Of the Lord's recovery.
这就是主恢复的凭借与内容。
It's not our program. It's not our formality.
生命不是我们的规章、规条、节目单。
Every moment, we must exercise the Spirit.
时时刻刻我们要操练那灵。
The Spirit is the Spirit of life.
这个灵是生命的灵。
Spirit and life, they are closely related.
灵与生命是紧紧相连的。
Spirit is always for life and with life.
灵是为着生命也带着生命的。
And life belongs to the Spirit.
那生命又是属于那灵的。
Spirit is called the Spirit of life.
灵是被称为生命的灵。
When you touch the Spirit, you touch life.
因为你摸到灵，你就摸到生命。
You may say life, the Spirit is the person.
你说生命是这个人位。
And life is this content.
那灵是人位，生命是内容。
You touch this person,
摸到这个人位。
You touch life.
你就摸到生命。
This life, now this Roman 2 says, God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
神赐给我们永远的生命，这生命也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
A says, the life of the triune God, the eternal life, is embodied in Christ.This life is in Christ.
第一重点，三一神的生命，永远的生命，具体化在基督里。这生命乃是在基督里的。
So this life is not just an element within God.
不仅是神的一个元素而已。
This life is the very triune God himself.
这个生命就是三一神的自己。
This triune God is embodied in Christ.
三一神是具体化身在基督里。
That's why.Christ can say, I am the life.
所以基督才能说我就是生命。
Is there any great man on the earth can say this?
地上有任何一个伟人能这么说吗?
Can any philosopher make such a statement?
任何一个哲学家可以这样大胆说这样的话吗?
Have you heard Socrates say this?
你听到这个 Socrates 说, 苏格拉底这样说过吗?
Confucius?
孔老夫子说过吗?
They spoke many good words to help people to be good, to be ethical.
他们说了很多很好的话，帮助人能够有道德、有伦常等等。
But no person in the entire human history dare to say, has the position to say that he is the life.
在整个宇宙中，在这全世界，没有一个人敢说，甚至有这样的地位可以说他就是生命。
Or he can give life.
甚至说他可以给人生命。
But Jesus Christ did.
但主耶稣基督却说了做了。
He can say it because he is.
他能说因为他就是生命。
He was not crazy when he said this.
他说的时候不是发疯的了。
He was very sane.
他当时清楚的不得了。
Very sound.
这非常的清楚非常的。
He tell people what he really was.
他告诉人他是谁。
He was really the life.
他真是生命。
B says, because the eternal life is in the Son, and the Son is the Son and the life are one.
因为永远的
inseparable.
生命是在子里面，并且子就是生命，所以子与生命乃是一，是分不开的。
Never separate life from the person.
永远不要把生命跟这个人位分开。
Life is the person.
生命就是这个人。
That person is the life.
那这个人就是生命。
Hence, he who has the Son has the life, and he who does not have the Son.Does not have the life.
因此人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
See, the eternal life is the life that is not only everlasting, but also eternal, both in time and in nature.
第三次，永远的生命不仅是永久的，更是在时间和性质上都是永远的生命。
In our translation, we use the word eternal instead of everlasting.
恢复译本的翻译用永远的生命，不是说永生永恒的生命。
Other translation use the word everlasting seem to imply only in time is lasting, lasting in time.
其他译本说翻译的时候翻那个永生的永呢，只是讲时间上好像是直到永永远远的而已。
But eternal implies not only the lasting in time, but also in nature.
这个永远的这个原文不仅是在时间上是持续永久的，
正
在性质上也是。
Doesn't change in time and doesn't change in space and in nature.
这个生命在时间空间甚至在性质上都是不改变的。
This is eternal life.
这是永远的生命。
The eternal life is the uncreated life of God, the indestructible life and the incorruptible life.
永远的生命是神非受造的生命，不能毁坏的生命和不朽坏的生命。
Since this life today is within us,
这个生命今天在我们里面。
As ones who have been born of God,
由神而生的人。
Who've been regenerated by God,
被神所重生。
This eternal uncreated, indestructible life of God is now within us.
这个神非受造不能毁坏不朽坏的生命现今在我们里面。
Physically speaking, we are all destroyable.
肉身说我们都是可毁坏的。
Corruptible.
都是可以朽坏的。
But yet, within this corruptible man,It's an incorruptible life.
但在我这朽坏的人里面有一个不朽坏的生命。
We have a treasure in earthen vessel.
我们有宝贝放在瓦器里。
Don't belittle yourself.
不要小看自己。
And don't look down at others.
不要轻看别人。
Oh, you are so frail, you are so weak.
这么软弱，这么脆弱。
Don't despise your other believers.
不要轻视别的信徒。
Within them is an indestructible life.
因为在他们里面有不朽坏的生命。
That eternal, uncreated life of God is within every child of God.
神那个永远非受造的生命在每一个神的儿女里面都有。
Even though our outer man may be decaying every day.
虽然我们人外面天天朽坏。
But our inner man with that eternal, uncreated life of God is being renewed.Day by day.
但我们里面这个有神的不朽坏不衰残的生命是日日在更新。
That's why in the church life, in our Christian life, we never lose hope.
所以在教会生活、基督生活里，永远我们不会失去盼望。
We should never be discouraged.
永远不要灰心。
Because in the church life, it's not just about you and me.
因为教会生活不是你和我的事。
In the church life, it's about that eternal, indestructible, eternal life of God.
而是完全在于这个永远非受造、不能毁坏、不能朽坏的生命。
Man can destroy me.
人可以毁坏我。
But man cannot destroy that eternal life.
人不能毁坏那个非受造、不能毁坏的生命。
People can try to damage the church.
人想破坏教会。
They can tear down the building.
能够建筑物可以拆了。
They can tear down the chairs.
把椅子搬了。
But they cannot take away the eternal life that is within us.
但拆不了，搬不了，我们里面那个永远的生命。
That's why the Lord Jesus told those Pharisees.
主告诉这些法利赛人说
，You can destroy my body.
你可以拆毁我的身体。
In 3 days, I will raise it up.
3天后，我要再把它复活。
You destroy my physical body.
肉身的身体可以拆毁。
But that eternal.Uncreated life within that little Jesus cannot be destroyed.
在那小小耶稣里，那个不非受造不能毁坏的生命是不可能被毁坏的。
When you destroy that little physical body,
你把这个小小的肉身可以摧毁。
You actually help that indestructible life to be released.
其实是帮助这个生命要释放出来的。
I will raise it up in 3 days.
3天之后，我要把它兴起来。
And a greater body will be produced.
一个更大的身体要产生。
You believe this, brother?
你相信吗，弟兄姊妹
？Throughout history.Satan instigated men to do damage to the church.
经历历史，撒旦叫人毁坏教会。
In the last 2,000 years,
已过两千年来
，God's church has undergone a lot of attacks, opposition.
神的教会经过许多的攻击、破坏、破损。
But let me tell you, the church still stands today.
但我告诉你，教会今天仍然势力不摇。
Not because if it is an organization of men, it will be gone long time ago.
若仅仅是人的组织，老早就被拆毁掉了。
But if it is a constitution of God's eternal life, no one can destroy.
如果这是一个神生命的构成，没有人能毁坏。
The more you touch it, the more you actually help to release it.
你越碰到它，越帮助释放它的生命。你越扩大他的生命
，to cause it to be glorified，
因为叫这个生命得荣耀。
That's why when Brother Lee was among us，
李弟兄在我们中间的时候
，during the time of turmoil，
在风波的时期
，I just started serving at that time。
当时弟兄刚开始服侍主
，It was in the midst of turmoil，
在风波之中
，and Brother Lee many times just told us，
李弟兄就告诉我们说
，Every night I slept very well，
每晚我都睡得很好。
Although I hear these cannonballs flying over my head,
炮声在他头上轰来轰去的。
All the bombs dropping at him.
这所有的炮弹攻向他。
He said, "I slept very well."
他说我睡得很好很安稳。
Because I know this is the Lord's recovery.
因为我知道这是主的恢复。
This is not Witness Lee's recovery.
这不是李长寿的恢复。
This is not Witness Lee's church.
不是李长寿的教会。
They can attack me.
人可以攻击我。
They can oppose me.
人可以反对我。
They can destroy me.
人可以拆毁我。
But they can never destroy the church.
但永远没有办法拆毁教会。
They cannot destroy the body of Christ.
永远没有办法拆毁基督的身体。
They cannot destroy the Lord's recovery.
人不可以摧毁主的恢复。
So I might as well go to sleep. Well,
就安稳睡觉就好了嘛，不要担心。
I really appreciated that.
我实在非常宝贝他。
We were worried for him.
我真是替他，我们替他担心。
Oh, if I were him, I would long gone drop out.
如果我是李立恩，我老早。
Forget about it.
退后是逃跑了，忘算了吧。
But here's a person who really knows that God's church is of the eternal, indestructible life of God.
因为这里有一个人，他真正认识。召会是出自那不能毁坏的生命。
Let me finish. Point E, Christ is the author of this life. And the Spirit of God is of this life.
第五重点，基督是这生命的创始者，而神的灵属于这生命。
He authors this life.
他是生命的创始者。
That means he is the originator of this life.
他是这个生命的起初者，
起始者。Life came from him.
生命从他而出。
You and I, we cannot manipulate this life.
你我不能够玩弄这个生命。
We cannot generate artificially.
我们不能假冒假造这个生命。
Christ is the unique author, originator of this life.
基督是这个生命独一的创始者，起始者。
And the Spirit of God is a spirit of life.
而神的灵属于这生命。
F says the eternal life is the life with which the believers are regenerated and which becomes the believer's life.Making the believers the children of God and the members of Christ.
第五重点，永远的生命是信徒凭以得以重生的生命，这生命且成了信徒的生命，使信徒成为神的儿女和基督的肢体。
Isn't this marvelous?
这是不是太好了？
Not only the triune God is life,
不仅三一神是生命，
and that life is eternal, uncreated, indestructible,
是永远非受造不可朽坏不能拆。
Now this life has become your life.
现在这个生命成了你的生命。
My life.
我的生命。
Wow.
Wow.
Brother Yan.
严弟兄。
God's life now become your life.
神的生命成了你的生命。
Now you can say, my life.
你可以说我的生命。
It's actually the triune God's life.
就是三一神的生命。
In 1 John chapter 5,
约翰一书五章,
the apostle even says, we can give life to others.
使徒甚至说我们可以彼此给人生命。
Those who are a brother in verse 16,
十六节,
if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin not unto death,
若人看见一个弟兄犯了不致死的罪,
he shall ask and he will give life to him.
他也替他代求，也把生命赐给他。
Who gives life to him?
到底是谁把这个生命赐给弟兄
？Surely this life is not for you to resuscitate.
生命不是叫你只是得着而已。
This is not the human life.
不是叫你复苏人啊，不是人的生命。
This is referring to that Zoe life.
而是说到这一个咒恶的生命。
How can man give eternal life to people?
人怎么可以把永远的生命给别人呢
？If you see this.Very God who is that eternal uncreated life and now becoming our life.
你如果看见这位神是这个永远非受造的生命，而这个生命成为我的生命的话。
When there are some saints who are in weakness, in failure,
圣徒软弱失败了。
We go to visit him.
我们去探访他。
We don't just ask God, God save him, give life to him.
不是说神啊，你救他，你给他生命。
God will say.Brother Yan, you give life to him.
神说，严弟兄，你给把生命给他。
Me?
我。
What do I have?
我有什么
？I can pray.
我可以祷告。我可以为他求。
But here's a verse that tells us we can give life to him.
这经节说你可以把生命赐给他。
Because now my life is one with God's life.
因为我的生命现在与神的生命是一个生命。
Colossians 3:4 tells us when Christ.Our life.
哥罗西书三章四节说，基督我们的生命。
His life now has become our life.
他的生命成了我们的生命。
This is too much.
太好了。
God, number one, God gives His chosen people repentance unto eternal life and has appointed, ordained them to receive eternal life.
以神把悔改以得永远的生命赐给他所拣选人，也指定他们得。永远的生命。
Then Christ saves his believers subjectively in eternal life.
基督在永远的生命里主观拯救他的信徒。
Then believers walk in the newness of eternal life.
信徒在永远生命的新样中生活行动。
And grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life.
恩典借着义作王叫人得永远的生命。
And finally, the overcoming believers reign by the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness in eternal life.
最后得胜的信徒凭洋溢之恩并洋溢之义的恩赐在永远的生命中作王。
Life, 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 life.
生命生命生命生命生命
Until eternal life.
直到永远的生命
In eternal life.
在永远的生命里
May life fill the church.
愿生命充满众召会
Life must be our way.
生命必须是我们的道路
Our means.
我们的凭借
Don't take your method.
不要以你的做法
Don't depend on your knowledge.
不要靠你的知识
Take the way of life.
要以生命为道路
Which is the way of a person.
就是这个人位
Life makes you dependent.
生命使你依靠
The tree of life.
生命树
At the beginning of the Bible and the end of the Bible.
圣经开始到末了
Reveals a wonderful person.
启示一个奇妙的人物
For us to enjoy, to receive.
叫我们能够享受它接受它
Causing us to depend on him.
使我们依靠它
Knowledge.
知识
The other tree.
另外一棵树
causes you to be independent.
叫你单独独立。
Life makes us dependent.
生命叫我们依靠。
We need him day by day, moment by moment.
我们天天时时都需要他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we still have a few brothers to confirm this word.
几位弟兄确认这个话。
And then the other saints can share.
其他圣徒可以继续分享。
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for the life-giving and compound spirit.
Amen.
And the divine life in Christ.
Amen.
These are the main contents of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
We don't want to just know the Lord's recovery in an outward way.
Amen.
We want to pay attention to the inward aspects.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for these two aspects.
Amen.
Firstly, the life-giving and compound spirit.
Amen.
It's a great missing in Christianity today.
Amen.
People, they're afraid of the spirit. But Lord, today we saw, right? The life-giving and compound spirit.
Amen.
This is God becoming a man.
Amen.
Going through a process so that he can be received by us.
Amen.
He can be enjoyed by us.
Amen.
He can dispense life into us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this spirit.
Amen.
Spirit is, the life-giving spirit is the consummated spirit.
Amen.
The consummation of the process and consummated triune God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, today we don't have a raw God. We don't have the spirit of God in the Old Testament.
Amen.
But God has passed through a process.
Amen.
Oh, may this not become just a mere term to us.
Amen.
May it doesn't become a slogan that we say, oh, this is the process and consummated triune God.
Amen.
But this would become something we enjoy and experience.
Amen.
It would become something that we enjoy day by day.
Amen.
Right? The process and consummated triune God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now this spirit is the spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
The spirit of Christ.
Amen.
This spirit has a bountiful supply of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, this spirit not only has divinity, but it has humanity.
Amen.
Oh, we can enjoy this Christ even in our daily living.
Amen.
We can partake of the humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, this man, Jesus, is the only real man.
Amen.
Oh, we can partake of his humanity.
Amen.
And this Jesus is crucified and resurrected.
Amen.
Right? So when we partake of this consummated spirit, we're getting the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
The crucified and resurrected Christ.
Amen.
Also, saints, may we really take the life-giving and compound spirit.
Amen.
Oh, in our daily life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we should take this compound spirit into our daily life. Oh, saints, I don't know about you, but I had this new appreciation. Oh, for the Lord, the process our Lord has gone through.
Amen.
The new creation for the Lord's table we just had. Oh, Lord, this is just, the Lord's table is not just a formality. Oh, but also for us to remember. Oh, to enter into the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, to enter into his death and resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, how great this is. Oh, Lord, it has such a significant death and resurrection. Oh, is anyone else in this world? Oh, we can say it can have such a death and resurrection. Oh, Lazarus is the other one. Oh, who died and was raised. But this is only good for him. This has nothing to do with us. Oh, it's like we saw someone won a lottery on TV. Oh, it's good for him. But well, we hope we could get some, but probably not. But praise the Lord. Oh, his death and resurrection is for this very purpose. So he can dispense himself into each one of us.
Amen.
Oh, is this process life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Oh, this consummate spirit. Oh, Lord. And we know that Satan, oh, saw this as well. And he was worried. He knew that death cannot contain him. He knew that Christ will be resurrected after 3 days. Oh, so he even said to Jesus, oh, you know, this never happened to you. Oh, but our Lord is still so obedient. Oh, he still went on the cross for us. Oh, Lord, that through this, oh, his life was multiplied. Oh, today, in each one of us, oh, we can have this life. Oh, so the Lord has done his part. Oh, what we need to do. Oh, Lord, we need to, he has breathed out. So we need to breathe in. Oh, how do we do this? Oh, the Lord knows we have limits. So it's not a rocket science. Oh, we just to call, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, that this life-giving spirit will come into us. Oh, so we'll not just have this judicial salvation. Oh, we also will have this organic salvation. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for this kind of the organic reservation. Just by calling his name. And now I can breathe. And breathe day by day. And at any moment. And the subject of the conference, the main content of the Lord's recovery is not just for the old generation to pass in talking to the young generation, but most important is not a formality but a reality. I really appreciate, and through this the spirit, then I can relocate from my flesh to the spirit, because if my mind keep setting in the flesh will get the death. But however, if my mind set in the spirit, I can get a life and a peace. And this is not only my life, but also your life, everyone's life. And praise the Lord for this kind of a spirit. And the message gives us not only for our individual life, but also to teaching us how to become the part of the church life, just through the anointing of the spirit, then by the oil and also by the four elements. And this is a very important thing for our enjoyment, for anyone who want to like have a function and also like to build up the church life. Amen. And because the church is an organic body. Amen. And no one can defeat it, because even the Satan is defeated. And through the process, we see the future of the body of the Christ. And we see the future of the church in a different locality, just because we are in one. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the Lord's recovery. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord for the life-giving and compound spirit. Amen. Life-giving. I was reminded this morning coming in, the Lord is so merciful. We were coming into Toronto. We're about an hour, a bit better away, and I have three children, and my six-year-old, there's planes flying, there's motorcycles, there's machinery, and he says passionately, I love Toronto. In the past, I hate Toronto. I have to drive through Toronto, but I realize it depends on our position. It depends how we view things, and I really appreciate, even this morning, our brother started with a re-speaking and even of the recovery. I thought, okay, he's starting, but we need the re-speaking. we need to have a strong heart. The Lord needs a strong heart in his recovery, and it has to do all with the life-giving spirit. We see God's organic salvation, right, with all its aspects, takes Christ as its center. Right? The body as the line, right? The New Jerusalem as the goal. And this is all accomplished with the life-giving spirit. May we be those breathing, right? Moving our position, making the move to breathe day by day. Lord Jesus.